fucking fire.
Oh, who's
not ready?
Since we're using the CD player, my computer is down over here on the left side, and my engineer is not here. That's enough of that. Let's go to the microphones. They're on, and I'm Barron. It is 9:06 and 40 seconds. Traffic-wise, seems to be moving smoothly through town. One collision, they're cleaning up in deepest, darkest Santa Maria at State Route 1 and West Main Street. We have 63 degrees. And how you doing, Ray?
Just fine, Barron. Good morning.
Good morning. Ray Duarte, my friend from Friday Lunch at Farmer Boy, who was brought in originally as a fellow lodge mate of the late, great Steve Brown, who passed away, our dear friend. Our boss is now waving at us. I don't know if you remember Les from last time you came in, but he's now a skinny man. I hate it. You want to introduce your lovely wife who wasn't with you last time?
I am more than honored to introduce my wife, Connie Duarte.
Hi, Connie Duarte.
Hi. Good morning, Barron.
All right, the whole purpose of this hour, how long have you been married to Ray Duarte?
29 years.
Oh, my God. 30th anniversary.
Coming up.
Which stuff is that? It's not paper or wood or...
I don't even
know.
It's
not a diamond jubilee yet, but...
Isn't it... It's not silver, is it?
I hope not.
No,
I
think
silver,
silver
is
like
25.
Yeah. Is it silver 25?
I think so.
All right, but you've been through some good times and bad times and all the times.
Well, I'd like to begin by saying that I like to believe that I am a fearless man, but I am scared to death of Connie.
Oh, yes.
Of
right,
Connie?
Right.
This
scared to
gentle
death.
Lady with the glasses
mm-hmm.
sitting?
Yeah.
Do you both work? You live here together
yes.
in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
You both have jobs. What do you do?
I'm actually an executive assistant or in sales for DACO, which is a biomedical company in Carpinteria.
Really? How long have you worked for them?
15 years.
But you live in Santa Barbara or Goleta?
I live in Santa Barbara. We live in Santa Barbara.
Together? Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's a small commute, 12, 15 miles perhaps every day?
For my job, yes. Unfortunately, though, I can work from home a lot, so that's
oh,
a wonderful...
Oh, you can?
Yeah, it's a wonderful option.
So. What do they call that...
Telecommuting.
And do you still work or are you retired, my friend?
Officially, I'm retired.
Okay. But you're
but I am the chief cook and bottle washer of the Duarte Ranch.
Duarte Ranch?
I call it a ranch only because we have two little doggies.
I see, right. No kennels, no barn, no...
ranch
no.
in quotes.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to ask you if you had a little ranchette, but not quite. So Duarte Ranch, chief right. bottle watcher. I love it. What did you do before you retired?
I was a California licensed professional nurse, an RN.
Oh, you were.
I was a critical
right.
care specialist in dialysis, something I did for 38 years. My last assignment was to be a clinical instructor through Corinthian Colleges Incorporated, also known as the Bryman School. And
oh, yeah.
So I had students and I was responsible for. I did lectures at the college and then I did clinical.
Mm. What at Bryman College?
At Bryman, yes.
Where are they located?
Now, the main campus is in Reseda, okay. but I used to go to a dialysis center in Simi Valley.
Were you married to this lovely woman?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So you moved up here after you retired from that?
No, actually, we moved up here in 89.
Oh.
And I was, as an independent nursing contractor, I was working with six different teams. And one of them brought me up here to Santa Barbara. And there was a group of nurses and physicians that really enjoyed what I had to offer and worked on me for over a year to join their team. My concern was I couldn't get enough work, but it was such a lovely community to move to. So we rented our home out in Van Nuys.
Oh, you own a home? Do you still own the home now?
No,
no.
That's
oh,
been
sold
so.
That
we were here a year.
What
and
a
then decided to sell our home in Van Nuys and buy our home here.
Okay.
And that was...
You're
that was 1990.
And that house hunt was very interesting, trying to find a home here, you know.
Really? You
yeah.
looked
a lot of houses. Yeah.
Looked at a lot of houses. Mm-hmm. I bought my house about the same time, and that was the last recession.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. you must have gotten the same fairly good deal for Santa Barbara that
yes.
I did.
Yes.
Right.
You don't have
right.
to name names or anything. Well, I'm going to tell you, I paid $181,000 for my little fixer up around the west.
You did better than
deal.
We did.
Yeah. We had one. It was just us. Our house went on the market in Van Nuys.
For?
205,000, wasn't it, Connie?
I don't even remember.
And we only had one buyer that ever showed up that indicated they wanted to buy it.
But they never showed up?
That did show up.
Oh, that did show up, and you let them have it?
Yeah, right. And okay. It was right at the beginning of the first Gulf War. So, you know, once the war broke out, sales went...
crazy. Or down.
Yeah, it went down.
Yeah. Okay. So one person, did they offer less and you settled for less? Or
no, actually the...
It was a pretty good offer.
It was a good offer, and they accepted it as is.
And you lived in, I don't know much about Van Nuys. You know what I know about Van Nuys? The porn industry is
everywhere.
hope you weren't in that neighborhood.
No, we were close to the airport, though.
The what?
We were close to the Van Nuys airport.
So that's close to the freeway. I think it's right off the freeway, isn't it?
Yeah.
101 goes by there.
Yeah, Oak Park Avenue is just down on from the freeway a couple of miles and is right next to Sherman Way.
Yeah, and the Sherman Oaks to the... east of you or west of you?
East.
In between the 405 and I-5.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't compare to Santa Barbara.
No,
nothing compares to Santa Barbara.
Nothing against San Ynez or Van Nuys. If anybody is from there, they probably agree with us.
Well, one of the most wonderful things that happened for us is that, you know, Connie suffers from asthma, and when we were in Los Angeles or in the Van Nuys area, and she had to drive down to L.A. to work. And she suffered from many, many attacks of asthma where I had to take her to the hospital and wait in the emergency room to see that she was okay. And then, but we moved to Santa Barbara, and the air is so much cleaner here that in 1 year she was off all her
asthma medications.
All your inhalers, got
everything. Yeah. I still carry one in my purse just in case.
Little albuterol.
I don't think I only needed it when we had the painted cave fire, whatever that was. I needed it for that. But.
Well, the smog problem, I think, had been sort of eradicated technically by that time. It was way back in the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s, that you could see the air.
Right. Yeah.
And now I'm not sure if you can or not.
It's much better. But I worked downtown from 1978 to 1988. Downtown Los Angeles.
Right.
And we were in a high rise. I was on the 51st floor. Mm-hmm. And there were days when you couldn't see.
Jeez.
But you'd get a nice rain and clear out everything. And then you could see this panoramic view.
God,
you could see the Catalina Island.
Yes,
it was beautiful.
I remember. I don't know how asthmatics can live down there at all, or could. Maybe
at that
now.
Time, it might be better. But.
And so you're better. Is it light asthma or full asthma you have?
It was pretty full asthma, but...
I have light.
Yeah.
From my dad smoking all his life, unfiltered Camels.
Right.
And I got that secondhand smoke. In fact, I went to the pulmonary place yesterday, and they gave me some new... Albuterol. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't bother me much. Maybe it's because I live here.
Oh, yeah. I have to stay away from smokers, though. I have to tell you, I can't be around smokers.
Fortunately, it's going that direction. You got to go outside, and even the outside places are getting less and less. No inside, all the restaurants. And so you lived there during that time. Did you meet in L.A. or in the San Fernando Valley, you two? Connie, you want to handle this?
I met Connie's mom.
Oh, you met his
mom. He fell in love with my mother first before he met me.
Did he really?
Yeah. In Culver City.
In where?
In Culver City.
Okay. Is she still alive?
No, unfortunately. But she actually, he was the nurse manager of the unit where she was going for outpatient dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to worry so much about her all the time because she wasn't getting very good care, I felt. And as soon as he came on and took over, all of a sudden, no complaints. She would say, Ray this, Ray that. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to meet this man.
Meet this Ray.
Yeah.
It's Ben Casey. You go back far enough to remember that.
Yeah,
Dr.
But Mom checked me out for a full year before she was willing to show me a picture of Connie. And I remember that day vividly because I looked at the picture and I said, Ann.
Uh-huh.
She's beautiful.
Well,
she's got your smile.
But you must understand, my mother showed him a high school picture. I was a little older by then.
I didn't care.
You weren't.
I wasn't in high school with it.
Weren't you visiting your mother regularly during this time?
Yes.
But you didn't happen to run across him right away.
We did. One unfortunately, one day she became pretty ill and had to be admitted to the hospital, and he was the nurse called to take care of her at the hospital for acute care. Okay. And that's when we met.
I remember that day vividly as well. I remember that I had gone in early to work that day, and I was finishing my work for the that early afternoon, and my boss came to me and he says, "Hey, Ray, you know, we need some help. Can you possibly go and administer an acute dialysis treatment for a patient that's just been admitted?"
Okay.
I said, "Absolutely." And I got the orders from the doctor on how to set up the machine. I set up the machine. I go down there. Then as I arrive, I realize that it is Anne, and with her is Connie, of course. And I had been working all day. It was only like 3 o'clock, but I felt like I had a 5 o'clock shadow, and yeah. I needed a haircut, and I was in my scrubs, and I says, "Oh man, this is not the way I wanted to meet her, but here we go."
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Now I'm gonna have to go for the juggler and ask this question.
Go for
it. You know how inquiring minds want to know. And this is how the network guys do it, the 60 Minutes type.
Ooh.
Could you date the daughter of a patient, or did you have to quit before you see this woman?
No one cared.
What do you mean no one cared? That could be considered a conflict, couldn't it? Or,
you know, it never came up.
Never even?
I think.
I mean, you're sitting there and you're watching the movie, and she says, "How's mom doing?"
No, the internet wasn't
her progress report.
The internet wasn't in full force at that time, so it wasn't something that could be posted so that everybody would know.
Okay.
But you know, we didn't go around advertising it, and it just happened that, and the way it did happen was, mom got well, thank God.
She did.
After I did her first treatment, I went to my boss and I said, "Boss, every time that Anne needs her dialysis treatment, can I be the nurse?
Let me do it.
At the hospital." Because he knew I was going to be there every day
to
see her.
That's
how we got to meet and talk.
Because
she spent several hours.
And as Anne got better, it was easier for Connie and I to talk about things, just, to get to know each other. And then, I didn't pop the question about going out to dinner until after Anne went home.
Oh, you did? Okay,
yeah,
that would have been even more uncomfortable.
But I also knew that Connie would be calling, because she always did, to see how Mom was doing. And so the day that Anne was there for her first dialysis treatment
as an outpatient.
Oh, as an outpatient, she'd come back.
Yeah, because then I briefed the entire staff. I says, Connie's going to call today.
Ooh,
and when she does, I want to take that call.
I think I saw this episode on ER.
And sure enough, Connie calls in, and I go, and they give me the phone. I go, "Hi, Connie." "Yeah, Mom's here. She's doing great." I can't even remember the exact segue,
okay.
But I said, "I said, I would be deeply honored if you would allow me to take you out to dinner."
Oh,
and then there
cry.
Was this long pause.
Hello.
And I started to sweat bullets.
Of course.
And I thought to myself, "Oh, God, don't tell me she's going to turn me down.
And I gotta continue."
And then the pause ended with,
I'd be happy to. Oh, great. I'm going to cry. Is that true? Did you have to think about it, or were you shocked?
Yeah. I was actually dating a couple of other people at the time.
You were. Now, what year are we talking about here? Late 70s?
1982.
82.
Our first date was on July the 22nd, 1982.
Okay.
And wow, he's so good at remembering things like that.
Mom was out of the hospital.
Mom's out of the hospital, staying with Connie.
Why was she going through dialysis? Did her kidneys fail?
Yes, and she was on a maintenance dialysis for the rest of her life.
Was she on a list for a transplant?
She wasn't a candidate.
She wasn't a candidate because
she had
of
other
her age and
health
other
issues.
Health issues.
Oh, okay. Was she still married to your father?
My father had died by that point.
He had passed away.
He died when I was 19. So
they stayed together their whole life.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Have you noticed that sons and daughters of parents that stay together a lot of times stay together? It's just like sons of alcoholics become alcoholics and offspring of wife beaters. A lot of times it's the other way around. It's you get the black sheep, or the white sheep comes from a black sheep family. A bunch of miscreants, worthless, will produce a doctor.
Right.
I like to think, well, you know, my family, we're not going to go there. But it's let me get this straight. It was what date in 82? What
July 22nd, 1982.
Do you remember where you went?
Yes,
I do.
Go ahead, Connie.
All right, where?
Oh, I hope I get this right.
But which McDonald's did you go to? Downtown Van Nuys.
That was the other boyfriend. This one. No, he took me to the Chart House. At Malibu.
Malibu's Chart House.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, I was still having some asthma problems then because I was working in downtown Los Angeles and so forth. And I had brought my inhaler with me, and I didn't want him to see me use it.
Yeah,
so
she was trying to hide that from me.
So I excused myself to go to the restaurant.
Just so you can take a breath. Wow. Would it have bothered you if she had said anything? Probably not.
No.
You're a doctor.
No.
You'd want to administer it. Here, open wide.
Come here, darling. Let me help.
You notice the inhalers now have a little tunnel thing you have to breathe through?
I haven't seen that.
They don't want you just sticking those things up to your mouth. It just coats the throat.
They put a little extender on it. Is it like an extender?
It's like a tube, like a chamber.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of those because I don't do much with mine. This is how it looks.
That's what I have. But
then they have
you put that inside a rubber hole.
Oh.
And the end of the other tube, it's about 2.5 inches in diameter. That's what they all want you to do, apparently.
Instead of holding it right here,
yes.
You hold it out further.
You don't have to take that, right?
No, not now.
Put your headphones on. This could be, I think I know who could be calling us. You got your headphones on. All right, you're on with Connie and Ray Duarte.
Yeah, well, you guessed who was calling.
That's you.
Yeah.
Richard Dupre.
But
hello, Richard.
You have no idea my question.
Of course not. It could be anything.
Yeah.
You're a sick man. I know that.
Yeah. Well, I want to know how soon after you met did you share your middle names?
Middle names?
Wow.
What does that mean?
Well, usually people know. I mean, I had a girlfriend, and her name was Gloria, and it took...
Oh, share, you mean divulge it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in my case, actually, my middle name is my nickname, and it's what I go by, which is Connie. And my real name, or my real first name on my birth certificate is Sophia.
Sophia's
so
your
he,
first name.
So he knew my middle name before he knew my first name.
Oh, okay.
Is it Connie or Constance?
Well, it's kind of interesting. It's Constant. Because
Constant?
I know. I have a very odd name. My mother's maiden name was Constantian.
Oh.
So what they did was, instead of making me Sophia Constantian Garabedian, which is an Armenian long last name, they just made it, took off the IAN, so I was Sophia
Constant.
Garabedian. Very strange.
This woman is constantly
going to be Garabedian.
Garabedian. And what's your middle name, Ray?
Gonzalez.
Okay. Married a nice Latin boy.
Yes.
Latin lover of...
Ramon Gonzalez Duarte.
Right.
And who would have thought of something like that question? Not in a million years for me, but Richard, he's the guy that phones in. All right, I hope you're...
And did you learn how to read Armenian when you were a child?
You know, I studied it, but I didn't really learn. I know I can understand some Armenian and speak some, but not fluent. My parents were both fluent, but not me.
It's a full-fledged language.
Wow. Oh, yes, it's a beautiful language.
Sure, and it's written with its own.
I've never heard of Armenian language. I know a lot of Armenian people.
Yes, we have our own language. And
a number of them, Fresno's a big
exactly.
For Armenian
and you have your own letters, too.
Yes.
Really?
No,
they
alphabet.
Don't use the ABCs. They
no, they oh. don't. You're right. That's why it was hard to learn.
Connie's mom was teaching me to speak Armenian, and at one point I almost knew as much as Connie.
Yeah.
I would go to Ann and I'd say, Ann, how do you say...
Oh, yeah.
Embrace me and hold me tight. And she'd say...
He's still got
it? Do you remember that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Say it again.
That's always important to learn how do you say I like you in different languages.
Yes.
Well, that's a little more than I like you.
I like you very much.
Well, thanks for talking.
Thank
you,
my friend. That's our regular... Add to element, Richard Dupre.
Our first date was July 22nd, 1982, and we were married April 17th, 1983. So you can do the math. It was a rather whirlwind.
I guess so, but it lasted. Sometimes they do.
Yep.
Hello, you're on the air live. I hope it's about Ray and Connie's marriage. Good morning. Somebody called us. I have a feeling this is the telemarketer that's suddenly in a state of shock. I don't have a phone screen. I just take my chances here. We get people going, yeah. Hi there, we'd like to sell you something.
That's
and I just get egg on my face. We have you in because those of us who can't handle it and don't get married for your life, I'm convinced, or some people have this theory, that man is not a monogamous animal. You know what I'm saying? Like the Canadian snow goose, which mates for life. And my thinking is, you know, all those goose and geese look alike. So just pick one and stick with it. With us, variety. All right, let's try it again. Good morning, you're on live.
Hi.
Hi there. Are you referring to our on-the-air talk with Ray and Connie?
Yes.
Okay, hi. Sandra. Who is this? Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. Oh.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
We're on the air live. You might want to turn that, whatever you're listening to, down because it drives you nuts. It sounds like it might be the streaming live on line.
Okay. Yeah, is it that better now?
Where are you? Where is Sandra calling from?
Our home. I am in Santa Barbara.
Oh, okay. Well, you can listen on radio, which is instant. So how do you know this lady? Who is she?
Oh, well, she's a dear friend from Brazil.
We are friends. I am from Brazil, so oh. I'm sorry about my English.
Well,
and
it's okay.
I want to make a question to Connie.
Okay.
It's a question that I could do for a woman. As a woman, I want to know. Well, I was listening that when we have our parents and together, we have more chances to build a relationship together. Sometimes we learn with the wrong things that they do not to repeat because this is also a way for learning. But after all that I've been through, and I had a happy life in many, many points, and in some I didn't, when I listen to Connie, I feel that she has something special. So I wanted to learn from her, in her opinion, after all these years, what would be the thing that would say that for another woman that she really thinks that she's learned? Because I think we learn and we get surprised with what we learn. So I think she can tell us something that we learned with all of this that can help us build better relationships.
Okay, that's why they're here. All right, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, I'll answer.
All right.
I think, I think she wanted to know what the main
what's the secret of your own successes?
Yeah.
29 years.
Yeah, well, I think it's a lot of different things. It's not one thing, but probably... Well, I think, first of all, we were very lucky that we come from a similar background, and we have similar views on things. We have a similar view of spirituality. We have a similar view of political... But our families were similar in the way we were raised, that sort of thing, but we're enough different... We're similar in enough ways and different in enough ways to keep things interesting. And I think being flexible is a big key to keeping a relationship going. It's not being always having to be right.
Really?
And always being the
you do have arguments from time
oh.
to time.
I find that yes, dear works really well.
And that, I've been told, is one of the major keys of some... I'm sure Bruce Salen, the guy who does Father's Point of View show on Thursday mornings around here.
And if I have any questions, I just look at her lovingly and say,
yes, dear.
What is it that you're trying to incinerate?
Well, a good sense of humor helps, too, being able to laugh.
God, you got to have that. He's not a good laugher.
You have to, and to get over things quickly, not hold a lot of grudges.
I resemble that remark.
We only got half a minute before I got to take a 2-minute BBC break, but you both go to the same church?
Yes.
Okay. Is it the Catholic Church? Oh.
On and off.
Oh. Okay.
But we go to the Lutheran Church.
Oh.
Right now. We're sort of...
You go to the Lodge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're both the same political party.
Oh, yeah.
We have to ask you what it is, but we're going to follow up on this, and thank you. What was your friend's name from Brazil?
Sandra. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Sandra.
We'll be right back. Don't go away.
What you got cooking?
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter. Working for the Yankee Dollar.
Big over in Armenia.
Yeah.
Guests are Ray and Connie, whose real first name is what again?
Sophia.
Sophia, that's good. I have a cat named Sophie.
Oh.
I like Sophie. That's a good
sweet
name.
Sweet, it is.
Sure.
But it's actually the most popular baby name in 2011, Sophia.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Connie's not a bad name.
Yeah, that was popular in the 60s and 70s. Connie Francis, Connie Stevens, you know, the
actor. That's absolutely true, but those were Constances.
My eldest son and his wife have decided they're having their first baby in November.
Right.
If it's a girl, which we don't know yet, her name will be Sophia Ray.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
Oh, it really
isn't that wonderful?
God, you animals. Speaking of animals, one of our lunch mates at Friday Farmer Boy is on the line, the locally renowned, world-famous, former Vietnam vet turned incredible mechanic, Mike Manicky. How are you, Mike?
How are you doing, Baron?
I'm doing
Ray,
well.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Connie. Jane, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, Jane. Oh, wow.
We have two compatible couples.
You're not going to throw me under the bus, are you, Mike?
Well, I was gonna kind of, yeah, as a matter of fact.
I thought so.
That's what we're here for, throw him under the bus, Mike.
The whole secret, and I probably shouldn't do this because it's his turn to buy lunch
for me.
Uh-oh. You're right.
But the secret to the success of their marriage, and Ray told me this more than once, so I have it from the horse's mouth.
Ooh.
Okay, here it comes.
And here's the real reason they're still together.
I'm writing it down.
Ray says, I'm a very brave man, but I'm scared to death of
Connie. Oh.
You didn't hear the very beginning. Ray already said that.
Oh, I did? No.
Yeah.
Well, you just underscored.
He was in the shower when you told that story.
Oh, he was in the shower.
Yeah, but Connie didn't say her line.
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to say this this response. No, you're not, but you ought to be.
Yeah.
It's from a movie. We watch a lot of movies, and I forgot what movie it's from, but that's the line in the movie.
The right
no, you're
stuff.
Not, but you ought to be.
Haven't we heard Mike say similar things at lunch about Jane?
Well, as a matter of fact, Jane is my first wife, and there's a reason for that.
All right, well, then you two are next.
That's
give me a few weeks. I do about 3 or 4 of these a year. And it helps the rest of us.
Connie, I think you're very brave even being on this show.
Oh, well, thank you. Let me say that Ray didn't give me a choice.
It's a lot
There's
of fun.
There's no telling just what the Baron's going to come up with this question.
Yeah, I did ask. I said, do we get some pre, you know.
No,
some, you know.
No.
He said, no, all spontaneous. I go, that could
really
be dangerous.
It's a lot of fun. It's just like sitting in a living room with the Baron, and we're just having a family conversation. Right, Baron?
Yes, right.
Yeah, we just have to
I like to say it's like 3 or 4 kids in a treehouse smoking funny cigarettes together. So you guys, I'm going to book you probably by summertime if you're in town. You're going away a lot.
We'll be away a lot, so I don't know.
No,
well, she's already making her excuses as to why she's not going to be on.
Oh, it's fun, Jane.
I'm not as brave as Connie.
Oh, no, it's fun.
But
and the Baron makes it easy.
Of course. Mike has retired. He sold the dealership, but you still work there. Is that correct? Or did
I go in as an unpaid consultant.
How about your sister Maureen? Is she still there?
Yeah, she's still there. Darby and Alfonso, everybody's still there.
All right, as long as, I don't care who owns the place, as long as you two are there, I'm going to drop my car off at Manicky Motors. Thornhill Drive next to Santa Barbara Airbus still.
Yeah, well, Airbus moved. They're behind us now.
Oh, that's true. They moved over
Smitty's
there.
Smitty's Towing now.
Oh, Smitty's is next to you?
Yeah, they moved over. They moved a couple doors over and took over the Airbus facility, and then they have the Airbus parking lot.
Well, if they tow the freeway crashes, do you get those cars?
No, but we've got a body shop next door to us, and we get a lot of the alignment work and the mechanical work that they can't do.
All right. Well,
so we have a neighborhood symbiotic relationship. Smitty's tows cars into us when we need them, and they're a AAA tower, and then John Briggs repairs them when it's body work, and we do the mechanical. And
all right, well,
it's a good neighborhood system.
All right, as long as you're there, don't leave the building.
Ray and Connie, we love having dinner with them every Friday night at the Elks, and we're really sorry when they miss it because they're a lot of fun.
Likewise. Thank you.
They're good friends, and we're glad to call in and say hi while they're on the radio.
Oh, thank you, Jane.
Thank you.
Did I get
thank
the
you,
impression, Mike, that Jane might not come along if I invited you?
Very astute of you, Baron.
Now, why would you do that? You're seeing what this woman is undergoing.
Because I don't know what she would ask. It's too scary.
God.
Well, you know, you can always decline
Baron,
the answer.
Baron, you predicted at lunch that she wouldn't come, so...
But I'll call in. I'm willing to call in when you have others
she's willing to call call in while I'm talking.
Oh,
yeah,
hey, Jane, see, what you can do is you sit here in front of the bear and you just simply say, I stand in the fifth commandment on the grounds that I might be cremated.
I can sit you in the corner with your mic off. You don't have to say a thing. It can all be mic, but I kid you not, you will want to
come
forward
in.
And go, wait a minute, I disagree with that. Give me my microphone.
Get in an argument on the show. That
was end your marriage right here. All right, I'm going to put you down anyway, tentatively,
all
for
right.
June
we'll,
or July.
We'll try and do it, you know.
And we'll see you
I'll
Friday.
Talk to her.
Bring her to lunch.
Yeah, right.
And you bring Connie.
Talk to you
okay,
right.
That would be fun.
Thanks.
Thank
bye
you.
Bye, bye guys.
What a fun call. He's one fun guy. And like the rest of us, getting on in years, he's got his hip problem. She's got asthma. I've got light asthma. And that's a terrible thing for us to talk about her problems. What are, as an ex-medical guy, have you kept pretty good shape, taking care of your body?
On and off.
You don't have any? No.
Well, he has a knee joint.
A knee joint.
Yeah, replacement and
good
surgery.
My knees, but I try to do some walking on and off. And
Missed those days.
The pool.
The what?
There's a pool I go to. That's
you swim. Heat,
Vista Dome.
It's a heated pool. You can swim in it, but I use it for doing low impact exercises.
Oh, okay, and that helps. Which
it,
knee
it
is
does.
It?
It does. It's
both of them, or the
one? They're both of them now.
Okay.
The
right
in
knee.
In quotes, good knee is taking all the stress and weight from the one that's been giving me trouble.
Okay. If you want to call in and share your health problems with us, please, 564-1290. Gotten to that part.
Oh, no.
Well, she takes care of you with the chicken soup if you get ill, and you do the same with her.
We take care of each other, yeah.
You know, there are certain areas that you can tell how couples get along, and the jury's still out as to which is ideal, but let's say television viewing. Like, you might want to watch sports, you might want to watch a pageant or Lifetime for Women or Desperate Housewives.
Right. Well, I think what's very interesting about Ray is he has very eclectic taste. I've never really met anybody who can watch something like, a real gory war movie and also watch Fiddler on the Roof.
Really?
I mean, he has this broad range of what he will enjoy watching. He's not too crazy about what I call chick flicks, but he will watch them with me occasionally.
So do you have a TV set in two rooms? He's in the living room, are you in the bedroom with the TV, or do you sit together?
Many times we watch things together. I don't know that. Do you ever go in the other room and watch?
Seldom.
Yeah, he's not a sports.
You're not a big sports fan.
Where he gets
neither
stuck.
Neither am I.
To, yeah, he.
My son, I come home.
I like to watch the Army Navy game in December.
But I do too.
Sure. Or the Super Bowl. We all are going to watch those.
But he's not addicted to sports in that way, where he has to be at the. You know.
How about cooking? Who does
I
the
am
meal?
The chief cook and bottle washer.
When we
that's
first
me.
Really
when
are.
We, when we were first married, I did most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then my work got much more demanding and so forth, and then things evolved. And then when he retired, he pretty much took over all of that. Plus, we have international students in our home.
Oh, you do?
Homestay students, and they...
The exchange students.
Yeah, they're actually not... Well, yeah, I guess I'm going to call them exchange.
Are they high school?
No, these are college students, mostly going to Santa Barbara City College.
Oh, okay, so you get a little money if it's a clean place. And
exactly.
That helps out.
So it's been kind of like, since he's semi-retired, I guess you'd say. That's his... he says he runs a bed and breakfast. When somebody asks him, what do you do? He says,
it's a
I run a
breakfast,
bed and breakfast.
Hotel for foreign. Is there someone living with you now?
Yes. We actually have, two students from Brazil.
Oh, is that your connection to the lady earlier?
Yes. Sandra is the mother of one of the students who's staying with us, and she's actually staying with us for a while.
Oh, okay.
Her son just turned 18, so he's on the young side, and so she's getting him established here.
Wow.
But, you know, Connie just has a knack for good cooking, and I often ask her for advice. You know, I'm trying to do something, or if I go, oh, dang,
yeah,
I,
too
I
much
forgot
salt.
To
do how do
this,
I fix
I forgot
it,
to
or
do that.
This
Connie, how do I make this that's better, you know? And she comes up with really great ideas.
But the eclectic taste that applied to the TV viewing, it applies to the food? You both like Mexican food or Chinese food?
Oh, I like everything. Unfortunately, I like all food. The only thing I think where we differ is he likes a little bit hotter than I do because of his Mexican background. With
the
chilies, hot chilies.
And it really gets difficult for me because people ask, asked me, is that hot? Is that sauce hot? I don't think it is, but what the tastes are for me, it will not be the same for someone else, you know.
Well, you talk about the people that would ask that question to you have got to be people having dinner. Mike said he and Jane mm-hmm. come over. But these folks that you put in your home from foreign countries, isn't that part of the deal? You got to feed them?
Right.
Yes, dinner.
And so what I try to do is go light on the spices. And the
occasionally a little bit too much on the jalapeno.
Well, I'll make two separate dishes, and then I'll tell them, you know, this is a little hotter than the other one. Try it, see if you like it. You know. Mm-hmm. But what I try to do is interview them first and get a good idea of what types of foods they would like.
We had a kind of a funny experience. We had three Asian students staying with us. One from, they were great young men.
Oh,
one
yeah,
from
nice.
Singapore, one from
Japan,
and one from
Indonesia.
Henry,
okay.
yeah.
They were with us for over 2.5 years.
Oh, for 2.5 years.
Going
we got
to City College or the University?
Yeah, City College.
City College. All right.
Yeah, finishing up there 2 years and then transferring. But anyway, they were, when they first came, they became friends here. They didn't know each other before.
Oh.
And when one day when they all sort of came up to our home at around the same time, and we were sitting around, saying, okay, are there any kinds of foods or anything that you can't eat or you're allergic to? Or
you asking them this?
I'm asking them,
okay.
You know. Uh-huh. Winston, who was from Singapore and very, very proper.
Prim and proper, right.
Very, very, but funny in his own way. He goes, we're Asian. Even if it's moving, we'll eat it.
And you told him we're having lizards and tarantula tonight for dinner. You have to, part of this deal, it sounds like you got several bedrooms. These
yes.
people can't all be sharing the same bunks in a room.
It's a six-bedroom house, and we have three bedrooms upstairs.
Six bedrooms
yeah.
you bought back in 1990? My
yeah.
God.
Well, you
yeah.
have to understand, when we first saw this house, I did not want it. But he saw the potential. Now, here's an
of
example
course.
Of, you know, because it was a fixer, a major fixer up.
Oh,
and we're still fixing
it up.
But it's got this add-on in the back with a separate entrance and three bedrooms upstairs and a bathroom and so forth. And so he saw the potential, and so he talked me into it, and I'm glad he did.
Oh. Yeah. What part of town? You don't have to tell the address.
Hidden Valley.
That's up in the
near
pass?
No, not on the pass. You're right. There are two Hidden Valleys.
By Val Verde.
The one by Val Verde Park. Val Verde.
That off Las Positas? Like mm-hmm.
Las Positas,
Modoc, and Las Positas.
Mm-hmm. Calle de los Amigos, Veronica Springs.
Got a
in
six
there.
Bedroom. How many baths? Huh?
It has
three. Two downstairs, one upstairs, one large
bedroom. Oh, it's an upstairs, downstairs. Three bedrooms per floor. And
Yes, and there's actually, it was a four bedroom house initially, one story. And then the fourth bedroom, they expanded it into like a.
Family room. Like a rumpus room.
Lord, that's
and then they added
it's
on.
It's an apartment
2,700 square feet.
Really? Yeah. And when you sign up for this program, I assume you did it early on after you closed escrow and decided to...
No, actually, we had our sons with us. And
oh, and
when they went
to
college, and we were pretty much left with a six-bedroom house.
Okay, I didn't get into that. You had two
here,
sons. How many
there?
How many sons have you had?
Well,
are they yours?
They're not. Well, let's see, I helped raise them. Let's put it that way.
Oh,
but they're
his.
Not my biological sons.
Okay,
yeah,
so now it gets darker here.
We have
I'm
two
the second
sons
wife.
Well, okay,
from
well,
my previous marriage.
There you go. Okay,
I'm the second wife.
We got it, and they're out, and they've got their degrees.
They're all grown
and then
up.
And you decided one day, you know what? Well, we can make some bucks to pay off whatever by doing this, right? And
well, yeah. When he semi-retired, or he was retired because of his knees, and he couldn't do the RN dialysis work that he was doing.
I couldn't
doing
be on my feet anymore as a nurse. It was just really difficult, and I was having, you know, I have pain 24/7.
So this became the alternate plan B.
And I don't like taking pain medicines, so yeah. I just grim and bear it, and that's why I try to gently remind all my friends that 90% of my waking hours I'm in a very bad mood.
And you shuffle.
But I try not to show
take it.
Take
it easy. Yeah, I understand. It's amazing. So we've got these people living with you in some of the bedrooms, and everybody assembles around your table at night.
Yes.
One or the both of you have cooked the meal.
I do.
It's part of the... Is it
McConaughey likes to do the salad, so she's real good.
Are you good at salad?
Yeah, she's better than I am at making
salads.
Pretty
good. I'll do the vegetable, whatever.
She gets very creative.
But I'm finding that most people don't like vegetables.
Oh, I love your salads.
Most young students.
The young guys, yeah.
And it's sort of like a bed and breakfast if everybody's sitting around at the same table?
Yes. For dinner, for breakfast, they have what I call a nutrition center upstairs. There's a small refrigerator, a microwave, and a toaster.
Gotcha.
And I provide them with milk, juice, fresh fruit,
cereal.
And most guys, you know, they want to sleep as much as they can, get up, have a quick bite, you know, upstairs, mm-hmm. and then shoot out the door to get that bus or, you know, go to the college, whatever.
Wow.
And then they come in and we have a designated time that works for everybody. I'll provide them a warm dinner every night.
Do they have their own exits and entrance, or they have to come down through?
There's
the
a separate
room,
the way it was, the house was designed, it just is beautiful where they can come and go easily, without having to come through the front door.
Here's my question, going for the zinger in the throat. You ready? How long have you had these students in?
7 years.
Oh, 7 years.
Have been doing 5 years?
Has that helped or hindered your marriage? I mean, having people coming and going. It sounds like a rolling Duarte sitcom that we could easily put cameras in there and what's the crazy adventure of the week.
Oh,
but
is
it kind of nice?
Fun. I mean, there are aspects that are challenging, but mostly it's been fun because it's nice to meet other people from other cultures and other countries. And there's a lot of sharing.
You learn a lot.
They've learned from us, we from them. We've gotten invitations. I know that we've got some Brazilian kids. The World Cup soccer thing is happening in 2014, and they want to make sure we're over there.
You got a place to go stay during Carnival in Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah. It has, like anything else, it has its pluses and minuses. But on balance, I'm glad we've done it. It's been a wonderful experience.
Really?
It does, again, require flexibility, and, you know, you have to be prepared for anything. We had one of our students one day came downstairs and he had a tremendous pain in his stomach, and I thought, oh no, sounds like appendicitis because he was doubled over.
Oh,
you don't
God.
See a young
yes.
guy like that.
Right.
And Ray was at the lodge and I'm like freaking out because he had the better car that we would need to
go. He's the medical guy.
Yeah. So I got a hold of him and I said, I think we need to get him to the ER. And sure enough, he was having appendicitis.
Well, it's not like these guys are going to come downstairs and, like the cousin you try to get rid of, just lounge on your couch and watch your movies all day, your TV, because they're up in their room with their laptops.
They're
right?
busy.
Studying, yeah.
They are so busy, and they get very involved with their own friends. They make friends and have social lives, and so, yeah.
How many of these that have come and gone do you continue to keep contact with, write letters to?
Several. In fact, one of them just called us not too long ago, and he, when he finished his course of studies here in Santa Barbara, he transferred to a four-year school in Miami and finished there, and now he's gotten married.
Yeah, he announced his
he's
marriage. Yeah.
Married,
did he want you to come? Probably did, didn't he?
Actually, I
think
he's
already married.
I
think they eloped.
Yeah, I think it was more of an elope.
Well, first he called and said, I'm engaged. And then he said, I don't know when we're going to get married. And then, I don't know, a month later, he says, guess what? We're married.
Yeah.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
But in the case of this current batch, you have the mom here. And my question was going to be, and it's kind of answered there, do the families ever come visit and then suddenly you've got extra house guests to put up?
We just had that just recently.
That
it was wonderful. We had a house full of people. I mean, we had...
They didn't stay over.
We had Danilo's mom and dad, brother...
Grandmother,
aunt, and her husband. Yeah. And then we all went...
we had dinner at our home.
And then
we all went out. They took us out.
And then we met again over at the Beachside Cafe and had this great dinner down there.
Oh.
It was just a lot of fun. Took a lot of pictures.
It was quite fun because the grandfather...
It was great.
...who spoke English quite well.
Yes.
He was telling jokes all evening long.
Yeah.
Really?
It was so cute.
Yeah, it was great.
But they didn't stay overnight.
They didn't stay with us physically because we don't have the room, actually.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, we
with
have...
six bedrooms? And
well,
you and
upstairs they're all filled. And
okay.
then downstairs we have... We have our master bedroom, and then one is a guest room, and then one is my office.
There you
and
go.
One is his. Then the other area is his office. So
you said the magic word, guest room. Those were guests, weren't they?
They all stayed in a hotel because there were so many of them.
Okay. Interesting. This is the beauty of having people come in and you find these things out. You might not have volunteered that information.
That young feller that was with us, he was an IV and couldn't study, and so he and his parents were trying to find a more peaceful neighborhood. They found us.
He was from Sweden. The one that just
Romanian.
Got married. But
his mom and dad, were with him. Really nice people. And this was close to Christmas time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it was cold, and it was time for them to leave. And and mom was so emotional. And was having trouble going out that front door. I was just very quiet, just observing this whole thing and watching the youngster shove the mother out the door. But that's the way I put it, but that's not the way he did it. But I used to tease him about
that. He didn't want
her
to cry. He was trying to protect her from...
Yeah. It's so sweet. It was just so sweet to meet the parents,
Meet the parents. Well, now, if Connie and Ray Doherty were to have a fight, given the last 7 years and up to now, it'd be overheard by people. So that might be one of the tips is get people to move into your house, and it'll be like voting yourself off Survivor Island,
I never thought about that.
After four or five months when they go to a semester up there, and that's all you get them for is one semester?
They can stay as long as they like. Some of them go to summer school. I mean, we've had students that stayed with us only for like 3 or 4 months, and we've had students that stayed for two and a half years.
Right.
And everything in between. Yeah.
Now, when did your mother pass away?
Actually, she passed away a year after we were married.
Okay, so back in the 80s.
Yeah.
So she's... And your parents, where are they?
My mom lives in Sylmar. She's... going to celebrate her 84th birthday.
Bless her heart.
And she's in good health, thanks be to God. I see her as often as I can go.
What's
down
her name?
There. Juanita.
Did you talk to her about being on today? Is she listening?
She can't get this station over there.
Yes, she can.
On the internet.
Of course. Doesn't she have an internet? Set her up.
I've been trying to get her.
Let me put
a computer. Let me put a computer. No.
She doesn't even want it. We want to put an answer machine on her phone, and she wouldn't have it.
No, she wouldn't have it.
No cell phone. None of it. She doesn't drive. I mean, she's like really,
Does she endorse this union? Does she enjoy it?
Oh, absolutely.
I think that's another reason it helps when your families are supportive of your...
Yeah.
Really?
Of each other.
Yeah, my dad passed away in 91, but he was crazy about Connie. He loved Connie very much.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see, 91, it would have been 9 years of marriage.
Yeah.
No children, why?
Well...
On purpose or...
Health issues on my part.
Okay.
Which, we did have a couple of miscarriages.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so it just... And I was older when I married, so I was 36 when I married.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it's my first marriage,
I don't want to throw myself...
Under the bus.
But, let me put it to you this way.
All right.
When I was grammar school...
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
She was in junior high. I was in junior high...
You married an
she
older
was
woman.
In high school.
Okay, yeah.
When I was in high
younger.
School playing football and going out with a girl, she was she was in college
and
working.
And he never fails to tell people this. It's a one of the... He just loves...
And we're not even quite 2 years... difference. Mm-hmm. I keep on saying that she's 2 years older, but the fact of the matter is I look older and she looks younger.
I would hope
Unfortunately,
so.
Unfortunately, you're right.
thank you, Baron.
But you got your social life around the lodge, if you do go. And Fridays, you're more than welcome. Steve brought you in.
Yes.
What was your thinking when Steve came to you? He said, I don't want to go to some lunch.
I was excited. I said, I'd love to.
Oh, okay. Well, our little group is still there. I thought it would deteriorate and fall apart and everybody would stop coming after Steve died earlier this year. But they're still there. It's just different.
Part of our getting together, besides really,
enjoying each other.
Enjoying you and loving who you are, we meet there as a memorial to Steve as well.
Pretty much. and Mike's there, and we share our aches and pains. He talks about his knees, Mike his hips, me my...
we all have
that
something.
That guy's remarkable. I think of him as the bionic man.
The stuff you... The pain, talk about your pain.
Yeah,
right.
And...
When I see Mike, I look at myself and say, don't think about your pain. Just remember what Mike has to go through.
Yeah.
God, yeah, and he keeps going back. And a couple times we thought he was down to the wire because something got infected or whatever. Well, look, in 30 seconds, the secret is, the key is, can you encapsulate it in one line? Just yes, dear, is that it?
I think mutual respect with humor.
Uh-huh.
And understanding, and always be willing to say you're sorry when you know you're wrong.
Do you have a website for your writings?
Yes.
www.
Ray Duarte, one word, .com.
.com.
Easy to remember.
Bring her to lunch sometime.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you, Connie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Barry.
We'll see you later. Don't go away. Stand by for Lanny.